This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This time of the morning, we check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter down in Grand Isle. Darrell, how's things looking down there, man? It looks like a beautiful series stretch of days coming up here.
Don, look, what a difference a week and a, what about 12, 15 degrees makes, man. been some really calm days, and there's been some really good fish caught all around Grand Isle. It's early indications are looking like while there was a lot of floating fish seen after that freeze, it doesn't look like it's going to be real hard of an impact because, man, there was some really nice fish brought in this week. And we're going to have, what, maybe 2-3 more days of it before, of course, you know, we're in March, so the seasons are battling each other. So it's going to be one of those deals where you're going to get 3-5 days of nice, pretty weather, and then you're going to get a week of, you know, man, why wasn't you here last week? You know how that goes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. How's the water looking down there? Is it cleaning up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, Don, and you can find pockets of it. Now, you know, we've got calm weather coming and no tide. You know, this is going to be a no-tide week. Tide was up fairly high yesterday with some south wind and, you know, southeast wind. But it's dropping pretty good this morning, but it's not going to have a whole lot of movement as the day goes later on, unless we get some wind picking up, which I think I think Monday, Tuesday, we're supposed to have some real bad wind conditions come in, but it's going to pick up a little bit. You know, this time of the year, like you were talking earlier in the show, the Mississippi River's up a little bit. So as you travel to the east, sometimes you get those pockets of really dirty water. And that may hang on for a little while until that river drops a little bit. But other than that, you're going to, especially those good tide days, on the end of those incoming tides, you'll find a lot of good clean water.
Yep. You know, I believe they're going to be looking at setting the red snapper seasons at the commission meeting, which will be held next week. So that should be interesting to see what our allocation is, you know, and what the opening dates are going to be and the limits for the red snapper. There's been a lot of resurgence in red snapper popularity down in your section.
Yeah, Don, you know, it's one of those things that the government's always slow to react. You know, back if you look back in the early 2000s when everybody was trying to tell them, you know, 2010 area, when everybody was trying to tell them, look, there's a problem with snapper, there's a problem. They were so daggone slow to react that they had to put in draconian measures. And then the snapper bounced back so daggone fast that, there again, it takes 5 to 10 years for their science to catch up, and now they're realizing that there's snapper everywhere. Same thing with the sharks. You know, I mean, you see Louisiana just opened up the sharks, and that's something we really need to promote because, man, we really need to get some of those sharks out of that water.
Yeah, and there's been some efforts to do that. You know, Darrell, that we may be seeing some pretty sweeping changes coming about, particularly with the offshore. You know, I think they're trying to restructure the NOAA. They're going through a lot of federal agencies and cleaning house and trimming and making them leaner and meaner. And maybe more efficient. So maybe we'll see a little bit better efficiency and accuracy in setting and managing our offshore resources.
Well, Don, I think the movement's already in place, but I think the best thing they could do is just like what they did with the recreational red snapper in Louisiana. They've proven that the model can work. They need to put all of it, you know, I mean, the Magnuson Act says the feds have to set the quotas. Let them set the quotas, but let the states manage it everywhere from the charter boats to, you know, to all of your offshore species, because a lot of it is area specific, just like L.A. Creel, you know, and what we heard at the meeting, they're getting real close to being able to do basin-specific regulations, and that's something that needs to happen. I mean, you know, what happens in Southwest, what affects Southwest Louisiana doesn't always happen in Southeast Louisiana, so it needs to be handled differently.
Yeah, they can divide it up into zones, and, you know, of course it does present some problems for enforcement because, you know, where were the fish actually caught in what zone, but, you know, it's done with other species and other, you know, realms. So
I
don't see why it can't be done.
But to put your point up, man, look, the red snapper have been in major rebound for the last 5 to 8 years. You know, we got a really good wahoo collection going on right now in the offshore fishery. And then you've got, you know, look at the cobia. It's a good example. I mean, we weren't having any problems with cobias, but the Eastern Gulf is just eating theirs up, so they put in draconian regulations on cobia, you know?
Exactly. Well, same thing was kind of true of the snapper. You know, you couldn't hardly buy a snapper over in Florida, and yet we were, you know, you couldn't get down to the bottom to catch anything else because there were so many until we put in Lock Creek.
And now you can't get them to the top once you catch them because the sharks won't let them come out.
It's a tough world down there. You think it's a tough world up here? It's a tough world down there for sure.
Yes, Darryl, it is.
Darryl, somebody wants to get a trip booked with realscreamers.com. Tell them how to get you.
Don, they can find the information by going through your website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. They can find it on my website at realscreamers.com. Or the best thing, look, after a long, boring winter, the best thing, we're ready to talk fishing. You know, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Don. Have a good one. Happy Mardi Gras.
All right, yeah, whatever way you celebrate. There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.